To the first day of the month, September. It's a very special month for every one of us. And I know God is going to do great and mighty things in all of our lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. Welcome. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance. We know not how we ought to pray, but we are thankful that we have a Holy Spirit who will pray for us. We thank you, Lord, that we have a high priest who will intercede for us. And so, Lord, we ask, O God, that you fill our mouths with the wisdom of heaven. Fill our mouths with your will from above, that we may proclaim boldly in this realm, your will done as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you tonight. This is the ninth month. It's the month of increase and multiplication and fruitfulness, the month of birthing, the month of harvest, the month of proclaiming the goodness of the Lord. It's a wonderful day for us to be together and to pray together. Our focus is going to be very specific tonight. We will be praying about God increasing and multiplying us. Amen? Our main theme is going to be that of multiplication. But before we get to that, something that the Lord was quickening in my spirit this evening as the time of worship was happening. Something he talked to me about maybe about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, that I need for us to look at very closely as it relates to us as individuals. I was watching a worship service on television, and people were happy and excited and were dancing, and I heard the Lord. He said to me, he said, "See all those people?" I said, "Yeah." They are dancing, they are singing, they are all of that. I said, yeah. And he said, they don't mean it. I said, what are you saying, Lord? What do you mean they don't mean it? I said, they're dancing and they're celebrating. He said, they're dancing to the music. It's all about the music. The words they're singing out of their mouths, they are not even connecting with. Oh, and I stopped. And I thought, wow, music is good. It could be any music. Great musicians, and we could be dancing to that, and our hearts are not connected. David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant to a rightful place from the place where it had been for decades. And he had all these musicians, everybody playing. And my focus has always been about Uzzah touching the ark. But Lord, this reference, and it's not just the touching that ark, that's why Uzzah died. Their heart, while they were dancing and everything to the music, heart connection was not there. And it will always produce death. We're praising you. And then he said something else to me. He said, even the ones that are singing those songs and the ones that wrote the song, they're just writing songs. They don't mean anything they just said. And the song was something about God not having not failed me. He has never failed me. So they're singing it. But if I ask every single one of them right there, and they spoke from the depths of their hearts, has God ever failed you? Have you ever been disappointed? Every single one of them are going to say, I've prayed prayers that have never been answered. And you're saying, what? Do you really mean it? You're writing the songs. Do you mean it? You're lying and you're thinking that it's worship. I say, look at me, look at trouble. What am I supposed to do? Not sing the song? Sing it in faith? Oh, what are you talking about, Lord? He says, "What if you're going to sing this song, mean it. If you're going to say, God has not failed me, mean it. Yes, I got disappointed, but I don't know why it happened. God, you have never failed. You have a reason why something has not happened yet. If you're going to sing it, minute. Wow. I thought that was a big whip. Oh, my Lord. And it reminded me of the time for over a year I preached, I taught, I did everything, and one day, I'm on my knees. I can see myself there right now. Kneeling in front of the couch. The couches are in the nursery. And I was telling God for about an hour how bad he was. You're a bad God. You're a bad businessman. Look at me. I'm doing this. I'm doing that for you. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing that for you. And what is the result? Look at that pastor over there. What is he doing? He doesn't even preach correctly. And look, his church is so big and everything is so amazing for him. He's busy buying Suburbans and giving to his pastors. And look at me here. I'm struggling. For 1 hour, I complained. For 1 hour. I kid you not, I complained and I complained and I complained and I complained and I complained. Are you done yet? Not yet. I'm not done yet. And I repeated myself. Are you done yet? I said, no, I'm not done, but what do you have to say about what I said? He asked me a few questions. He said, so I'm a bad God. I said, yes, that's what I said. I'm a bad businessman. I said, absolutely, that's what I said. How God did not kill me that day, I don't know. I shouldn't have come out of that place alive. So he said to me, he said, okay. I'm a bad God. How many cars have you given away this year? This was about December. This was happening because I didn't have money to buy gifts for my children. And it's Christmas. And I'm depending on the Christmas board. And I'm talking about the goodness of God, how amazing God is. I was preaching prosperity and the goodness of God and all of that, amazing messages. Until God poked something and I said, you know, all the garbage that was inside there came out. I said, I've given about 3 or 4 cars away. I said, And by the way, how many people do you feed here on Sundays? I said, apart from my family? I said, yes. I said, maybe 10, 15 people. Because we used to invite people from the church to come to the house. He said, and what do you feed them? I said, whatever mama wants to cook, chicken, beef, whatever, fish. Do you remember going to the store to go buy fish? Did she send you to go buy fish or chicken or beef? And I thought, all year long. I hadn't. He said, where do you get all that meat from? I said, from the freezer downstairs. From the freezer downstairs. Then it dawned on me, God, while I was busy taking stuff out, God was filling it up. I was finished. I could see. Oh my God. God was providing for me in ways that I wasn't tapping into. Wow. But I tell you all of that to tell you this. His final statements to me were, I'm proud of you. I said, what? He said, I'm really proud of you. For the first time in your life, you really worshiped me. I said, what? He says, all this time, hallelujah, praise God, all of that was lies. For the first time, you told me the truth. You were real for the first time. And I was stricken by the goodness of God. Wow. God had been so good, And I did not know it. It's like Jacob saying, the Lord has been here, and I did not know it. And the whole shebang of all of that is this. Let's be real. And let's talk to God from a pure heart. He's not afraid. Now, I'm not saying to you, go start mouthing off at God. I don't know what's going to happen to you. Don't mouth off at God, but I'm just saying, be real. God, I know you can. I don't understand, but my faith and my trust is in you. I don't know what's happening, but my trust, my faith is in you, that you know what's going on and you know exactly what to do, how to do it. How are you going to do it? I don't know. I don't know why I'm in this situation, whether it's my fault or whatever else, but whatever it is, fix it. Help me, Lord. Amen? So when we pray about multiplication today, we're going to talk to God really as we feel it. Be open and trust Him. So we're going to start out tonight by saying, Father, help me to be real. Help me to be real. Get rid of all the junk in my heart. And help me to trust you completely, even when I don't understand. If you're an Abraham and you're hearing God telling you about your wife is going to have a baby and there is no baby, God is giving you all these amazing promises, and you're now forced to say, God, okay, I thank you. You said you're going to bless me with all these blessings, but who's going to be my heir? Is this guy? And God says, no, you're going to have a baby. What? Well, now we're old now. You understand that, Lord. I'm supposed to be blessed when I'm young so I can enjoy it. How is it I'm going to have this baby and I'm, you know, pushing 100? Who's going to play baseball with this kid? How am I going to run with this kid? I'm too old to enjoy this. But God knows. And God sees. Hallelujah. So let us start there. Lord, help me to be real. Help me to just trust you, even when I don't understand what is going on. I need your help. Get rid of all the junk in my life. I need your help. Talk to God. Talk to God. Because in so many different ways, we have issues that we need resolved. And my trust quotient needs to be high, even though it seems like there has been a disappointment. Help me, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, do for us now. Do for me what no man can. I place my trust in you. Oh, Remaladaba Shantalebakotikia. You and you alone art God. There is no God like you. Your loving kindness and your tender mercies, greater than life. I place my trust, O God, in you. I place my trust in you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kato Shandare Basaka. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. My trust is in you. Thank you, Lord. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Father, help me to be real at all times. Get rid of all the junk in my heart, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Eradicate every free radical that is moving around in the realm of the spirit or even in the natural. Help me, Lord, to trust in you. I receive the faith of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help me to be steadfast, even when I don't understand what is happening. My trust is in you, Father. My trust is in you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 22 and verse 17, God had promised Abraham a son. The son is born. And God says to him, I want you to sacrifice that son. What I've been waiting for all these years? You want me to give it up? Yeah. Lord, I've been saving for my mortgage for so many years already. And you're calling it your money and you want me to give it up? Yeah. The things God asks of us. Now I see the wood. But where is the sacrifice? Son, the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. And he knew the sacrifice is his son. But prophetically, he declared the truth. Because God did provide himself a sacrifice. In this prayer, we're going to ask God to help us prophesy his truth about our situation. He asked for my son. I'm going to present that son. But I can't tell you what God told me. I am the lad shall come back to you. He prophesied that. knowing that God asked him to sacrifice his son. But he believed. God told me something. He told me that this son of mine is going to be my heir. And if I sacrifice him, then he's going to have to raise him back to life. God, you're asking me to do something, and you promised me that you're going to do this. Then you're going to have to do something. I don't understand, but you must know something I don't know. So I'm going to trust you. Isn't that incredible? I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. God will provide himself a sacrifice. God, give me the words that will release my miracle. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me not be stuck in one mindset, but let me flow freely with the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Be like the wind, be like the water. Flows in alignment with God. Father, give me your prophetic declarations. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we trust in you. And we ask, oh God, that you will place in our mouths, every time we open it, your words, your prophetic declarations. God, give us the words that will release our miracle. Cause us, oh God, to flow in the Spirit of your truth. Give us what we need to be in alignment with you. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Genesis 22 and verse 17, Abraham has obeyed the instruction of the Lord, and God says that in blessing, I will bless thee. That in blessing, I will bless thee. That's a remarkable word in that particular passage of scripture. That in blessing, I will bless you. That in blessing, I will bless you. The word of God is saying there that in blessing, in the barak of God, I am going to bless you. First thing we need to understand that the blessing in this context is God talking about a place. That in the place of blessing, I will bless you. So first thing that we're going to do in the context of this verse is God position me in the blessing so that I am blessed in the blessing and out of the blessing. Amen? And then it says, and in multiplying, in increase, and multiplication is a placement of speedification. It's not addition. It's a different system. Multiplication starts out just like addition, and all of a sudden, it takes off exponentially. And when God multiplies, you catch up those that are ahead of you and overtake them. Because multiplication speedifies. Praise God. So it doesn't matter how far people are ahead of you, when God multiplies you, boom, boom, boom. And then they see your dust, and then they see you no more. Because you're way out. The word is the word rabbah. God is saying in increase. I'm going to increase you. See it this way. If there are two places. One is operating based on addition, and they're close by. Which line are you going to join because you know something exciting is happening on the inside? Crowds pull crowds, don't they? Yeah? A crowd will pull a crowd. And God is saying, I'm going to increase you, and from the place of increase, increase you. So when God really wants you to grow, he may have started with addition, but all of a sudden, increasing you expands your sphere. Your sphere of influence is enlarged from the place of influence. And influence and increase takes on its own life. And that's all God is saying. He says, you know what? Blessing you from the place of blessing, I'm going to bless you. And in the place of multiplication, I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. There's so much loaded in that particular verse. But let us start from where we can start from tonight. God, position me in the place of blessing and multiplication. And from that place, bless and multiply me exponentially. Amen? Hallelujah. And then we're going to go to the next level on that. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, O God, that there is a place called the place of the blessing. And Lord, O God, in the place of the blessing, you have committed to bless us. So we are starting from the place of increase. So, Father, this day in the name of Jesus, let the curse of decrease be eradicated forever off of our lives, off of our church, off of our families. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that you, the God of multiplication, will multiply and increase us by the authority of your word. And Lord, oh God, that our seed will be multiplied. Our seed, being our children, will experience supernatural blessings, supernatural favor. Lord, oh God, do extraordinary things with our lives. But Lord, oh God, we see ourselves now in the mighty name of Jesus, starting from the place of multiplication, starting from the place of divine blessings, the place of divine promotion and increase, the place, oh God, of supernatural speed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we see ourselves now in that place where lack has no power, and all that happens is increase and more increase for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Word of God says, in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. So God is going past Abraham to the next generation. I won't bless you, but I want you to see that there'll be multiplication in your seed. I had an interesting statement. A few days ago, and I heard it again today, about Generation Z. Those are people that have been born from about 1999 to 2015. That there is, and these are the ones that have been so hooked on social media, that a lot of them are coming to the Lord. They've seen the emptiness of whatever it is that they are engaged in, and they come into the Lord in great masses. Just a few months ago, there was a revival in a Bible school out of nowhere. They just normally go to their chapel meetings, and they went to a chapel meeting that didn't stop. People started coming from all over the world. The small community started running out of food, and they had to stop the whole thing. You know, they weren't even praying for revival, but God just showed up. Hallelujah. One thing I asked the Lord for many years ago, I said, Lord, you've said a lot of things, the increase that you have on your mind, but I don't want a revival that comes and then wanes off. It must not peak. It must continue, because what's happened to the church through the years, through the centuries, is that revival comes and then it peaks and then it drops. It cannot be that way this time. It has to start and continue so that we have no end of it. That means that we multiplied. So it's not just happening in one spot. From that one spot, it continues to expand, so there's no end to it. I don't want another Azusa Street where there's, okay, God's power moved, and then it was not. Another Toronto blessing, then it was mighty, and then it was not. What's the one in Pensacola? Another Pensacola, that's not what I want. God says, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. The world needs to know that there is a power that cannot be stopped, that cannot be intimidated. He said, the Lord said, that his spirit is going to move as the waters cover the sea. That must be our prayer tonight. God, multiply us. As the seed, multiply us. Multiply the next generation. Let them be as the stars of heaven and as the sand at the seashore. Amen? An increase that doesn't peak. A revival that does not peak. Father, visit us with your power and manifest your glory in your church. Can we pray that? Let's go for it. Lord, extraordinary things in this last of the last days. Do in us and with us what only you can do. Father, we want an expanse, an increase, an enlargement. Lord, O God, that is not limited and is not limitable. Father, you spoke. And the words that you spoke, O God, that brought a manifestation of the creation that we now are experiencing, those words are still going on. Father, we ask, O God, that you will fulfill the promise to us, the promise of exceeding great rewards, the promise of the expansion, the promise of the enlargement that you spoke to Abraham. Father, we tap into this Abrahamic blessing. And we say, Lord, exceed our wildest hopes, dreams, and aspirations. You can. You can. And we trust you to make it happen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Word of God says, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. The gate is a place of governance. One of the things that we have lost sight of, and the church did it to itself, is that we did not totally believe the instruction of the Lord. We said, occupy till I come. We separated ourselves from politics. We separated ourselves from everything that's out there in the world. Because we confused secular with carnality in contrast to spiritual. There's a lot of things that are secular but are not carnal. If you understand what I mean. When you go to work, it's a secular job out there. But there's nothing bad about it. It's secular. It's not spiritual. It's secular. And because we've confused secular stuff from spiritual or worldly stuff, we've separated ourselves from what we should be part of. We should be involved in the educational system, in the judicial system, in the area of medicine, in politics. But we removed ourselves from it. As I was coming, I was listening to a news broadcast. And the news broadcast, they were talking about something that's happening, well, not here, but in California, that they, if somebody comes and robs you in your store, and one of your employees tries to stop them, the government will fine you $18,000 for them coming to steal your stuff. That's crazy. A whole government? Legislators are putting that in place? How crazy do you have to be? Well, I don't blame them. We were not in the arena. They were raised up unbelievers with demonic agendas and ideologies, and they are pushing it. And we complain because we were not there. When we are in education, we separate our children and start our Christian schools and leave that arena, the public arena, to them to teach whatever it is they want to teach. You know, one of the things COVID did was opened up. Remember God said it was shut doors and open doors? It opened up what was happening in the schools. The agenda of the enemy in the schools. But God says, hey, I'm going to do something with your seed, and they are going to possess the gate of his enemies. In essence, God is going to raise up. It's never too late with God. God will raise up people that will have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, and will be no-nonsense people who will love the world but not the things of the world. They'll love people and stand for truth. And if we're going to do it, we have to have the resources to do it. The enemy taught us that money is evil. But God never said that. God said the root, the love of money is the root of evil. The love of it. My son, my middle son, he was maybe about 7 or 8 years old. I was driving down Leela, heading home. And he said, oh, Dad. I said, what, son? He says, I know the people that have the love of money. I said, who? He says, the people that don't have any money. I said, how did you come about that? He says, because they're always thinking about money. Out of the mouth of babes. Yikes. But he was right. When we have the love for God and we know why God has blessed us, we don't hold on to resources. We know why God blessed us so that we can be a blessing. People like Bill Gates are controlling what's happening in the political arena. His hand was very deep with the vaccinations. Yeah? There's a guy called Soros. He's the one who's raising up all of this not only in the U.S., but here in Canada also, raising up attorneys prosecutors that are so liberal, and they're pushing their liberal agenda and coming after the church, after believers, and we are busy running, retreating. God didn't call us to retreat. God said, possess the gate of his enemies. If you're going to possess the gate of your enemies, you have to move forward. Amen? So we're going to pray, God, raise up young men and young women that know their God. It says, your old men are going to dream dreams. Young ones are going to see visions. They're going to prophesy. Even your handmaidens, everybody. God wants to touch every one of us so that we possess. The word of God says, in the mount of the Lord, there shall be deliverance. And my people shall possess their possessions. Yeah? So we're going to pray that. God, fire us up so that we take our rightful place without fear. Because those that have resources, they are wagging everybody. God, surprise me. Make me worthy to have resources that will speak and cause this gospel. For money answereth all things. Amen? Pray. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, equip us that we possess the gates of our enemies, that we dethrone this very moment people that are in positions of authority but are practicing evil, agents of darkness, warlocks and witches, Lord, O God, occultists that are promoting the agenda of the devil. Father, this day, let there be a reversal. Let your church be revived. Let your people be raised up by your spirit and begin even now to tear down the strongholds of darkness and to declare freedom and deliverance for your people, locally and globally. Oh, Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Raise up men and women, young and old, who truly know you and are falling through with your directives. Cause us, O God, to be fired up. So, Lord, O God, that we take up our rightful place, passionate, passionate in our faith. Men and women that mean what they are saying. True worshipers. Worshipers in spirit and in truth. You said you are looking for those kind of people. Find us, O God, worthy of being used by you. Cause us, O God, to have resources in abundance so that there's meat in your house. Help us, O God, to live uprightly for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, increase us, multiply us. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 9 and verse 31, Acts 9 and 31, the Bible says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified or built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Three, four things in that particular passage. First thing, the church had rest. We're going to ask God for the grace to rest in his abilities. Amen? Secondly, we're going to ask God to be a people that are edified, built up by love, love one for the other, in unity, being built up. Praise the Lord. And then it says, walking in the fear of the Lord. We're going to ask God to restore the fear of the Lord in us, individually and corporately. Because there are lots of people doing crazy stuff, and the fear of God is not in the hearts of men. And when the fear of the Lord is not there, the move of the Spirit of God is greatly restricted. But when the fear of the Lord is there, Bible tells us, we will receive the comfort of the Holy Ghost. That is God coming alongside of us, because we have a true reverence, reverential fear of God. The comfort of the Holy Ghost will become a reality. And the net result of those four things is that we are multiplied. Amen? So multiplication comes from the position of rest, not worry. Multiplication comes from the position of being built up in our inner man by the Spirit of God's love. Multiplication comes about because we have a true reverential fear of God. Multiplication comes about because we have the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray. We're going to trust God to activate those things in us as a congregation, that God will cause us to come to that place of divine rest. Amen? And come to that place of the paraclesis, the walking alongside of us, of the Holy Spirit, the consolation of the Holy Spirit, God walking with us. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for rest. Thank you, Lord, for rest. You said to our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are in him, sit here at my right hand until I make all of your enemies your footstool. Father, as individuals and as your church, we come to this rest. We rest to God, knowing, O God, that you are well able to deal with every issue that faces us. Help us, O God, to stand secure, built up by the Spirit of your love and unity. Grant to us, O God, a true restoration of reverential fear, the reverential fear of the Lord, that we stay away from that which is unwise, that which is unlike you, and we cleave unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Do this extraordinary work in our lives, that we may receive the comfort, the consolation of the Holy Ghost, because you are walking alongside with us. And because all of this is happening, because of your doings, Father, for we can do nothing except by you, may we experience the multiplication that only you can give. Multiply us, Father. We trust in you. We place our trust totally on you. Multiply multiply, multiply, and continue to multiply. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, Jeremiah 30 and verse 19, the Word of God says, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry." Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And the voice of them that make merry. This is not a voice of them that cause people to be in grief. It causes people to be merry. How? Because they are proclaiming the anointed word. Do not be drunk with natural wine that brings about excess. Be drunk and be made merry by the anointing of the Spirit of God. Amen? We're going to ask God to give us a heart of thanksgiving. My problem, we started out when I was complaining, was I wasn't thankful. It was not that the blessing was not there. Is that I did not see any reason to be thankful because my eyes were in the wrong place. I thank God for everyone that is here today to pray. Because if you were not here, I'll be here by myself. I'll spend my time complaining about all the people that are not here. I should be thankful for the people that are what? Here. We complain about too many things and we've not learned the powerful key of thanksgiving. Being thankful. Thanksgiving causes more to come your way. When you're thankful, you position yourself to receive more. Because you cause, your action of thanksgiving causes the heart of the one that is given to be merry. True? That's how it works. I don't want to give to somebody who's, you give them something and they don't appreciate it. Why am I going to give you anything? You know, so that you make me feel bad that I give you something. But if you celebrate what I give to you, I'll do better next time. Amen? That's how it goes. It's just the way it is. So God says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Lord, help me and help us to be a people of thanksgiving. And let our voice cause your heart to be merry. Amen? He says, I will multiply them. Which people? The people that are expressing thanksgiving and are causing my heart to be made merry. I'm going to multiply them. And they shall not be small. Or rather, they shall not be few. Praise God. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. The glory of God causes us not to be small. Our thanksgiving and our expression of praise and worship unto the Lord, God says that when He multiplies us, we will not be few. Praise the Lord. Now, that statement, multiplying and they shall not be few, it's not just talking about few in numbers in a particular place. It's talking about an expression of multiplication that expands. So every direction you look, It is not, oh, there's one mega church over here, and that's the mega church, everybody's competing. And people are complaining, oh, that mega church is busy taking all of my members. And you start accusing that pastor. The pastor didn't do anything. The people just went to his church. But if every one of us are increasing, like the rising of the tide, and every boat rises, you don't have any time wondering about what is happening over there. Because you have so much in your hands that you have to take care of. Hallelujah. That's what God is talking about. When there is the expression of thanksgiving, there is going to be multiplication all around. Let the people praise the Lord, then shall the earth yield its increase. So we're going to thank God. Father, give us a spirit of thanksgiving. That no matter what is happening, that we find a way to express thanksgiving unto the Lord, and therefore experience multiplication. Hallelujah. And God, glorify your name in our lives and cause us not to be small. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that we have a heart of thanksgiving. And no matter what is happening around, Father, we come with thanksgiving, celebrating you. Out of a pure heart, we thank you. Lord, O God, let it not only be so for us as a congregation and as individual families, but Lord, O God, let this grace spread in our land, that your churches begin to thank you for your faithfulness, for the manifestation of your will and the manifestation of your word. We are thankful for the move of your spirit like never before. And the result of that, oh God, is a manifestation of multiplication and increase, and that we are not few. And Lord, oh God, we ask, oh God, for the manifestation of your glory. Your glory, because sin is eradicated. We all sinned and fell short of your glory. But you've dealt with the issue of sin. And Lord, oh God, today we are able to say thank you, Lord, for deliverance. For in the mount of the Lord there is deliverance, and your people are possessing their possessions. They are possessing the members of their bodies. Father, oh God, the stronghold of immorality and pornography and drug addictions and shacking up and whatever nonsense is happening in the church, Lord, oh God, is swept off. People are choosing to live uprightly before you. They are pursuing your heart and wanting your kingdom to come and your will done. Your glory, oh God, is resting upon your church. Arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Lord, oh God, let this manifestation of your glory cause us not to be small ever again. Father, banish smallness from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your greatness be celebrated in your body. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he had promised you. God has promised us multiplication. Has anyone here, God opened your eyes and you saw Glory and Peace Church in the Spirit? Anyone like that? You've seen? Okay. A few, somebody there. All right. Well, in the realm of the Spirit. What God has promised this body is humongous. Amen? I cannot make it happen, but He can. He is the Lord God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Praise the Lord. He said, He'll make you, make us, 1,000 times so many more. Think about it. If we were 10, and He makes us 1,000 times, that makes us 10,000 at the minimum. That makes sense? That's a mega church already. God bless him. He says, I'm going to make you 10 1,000 times more. Wow. But you know what? God didn't say, after I make you 1,000 times more, I will stop. So, with multiplication, when He makes you 1,000 times more, He'll make you 1,000 times more than that. And 1,000 times more than that, that which was that. If He just does it 2-3 times, you are in the billions already. Is there anything too hard for God? First day of the church, how many people got saved? 3,000. Next time, how many? 5,000. And then God multiplied that. That was God's addition. Then He multiplied them until they are all over the place, and people start saying, the people who turned the world upside down, they've come in. They took over. Hallelujah. We're going to ask God, grant us the takeover spirit. Amen? Multiply us 1,000 times more. We don't know how you're going to do it, but let this crowd pull a crowd. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know the name of the young man, something Alexander or something. You know, he lives in some shack, in a very big property in the States. And he sang a song, one song. And all of a sudden, everybody talking about this guy. And overnight, the guy's become a millionaire. Just like that. One song. Some guy living in a trailer home in an acreage. And all of a sudden, everybody knows him around the world for one song. Overnight, he's gone viral. You know, it doesn't take much for God to turn your story around. He just needs to just put a spotlight like that, and that's it. Hey, I bless you. That's it. One word from God can turn our lives around forever. Doesn't matter how long you've been going through it, when the fullness of time comes, boom, boom, you catch up and overtake. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, Joseph had a dream. He saw in his dream the sheaves of his brothers. They were all standing. And then it says, and my sheave rose up also, and theirs bowed down. That's it. So the prayer is this: Lord, fulfill your word as you've promised, blessing us 1,000 times more. Give us a supernatural turnaround, establish our going out and our coming in. May we never peak. Increase us and our children and our children's children. Make us your voice in the earth. Praise God. Did you get all of that? Let's pray. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. 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 Be thy name, be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Be thy name, be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Be thy name, be thy name, Lord, hallowed be thy name. Be thy name, be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Father, grant to us, O God, that take over spirit. Grant us supernatural speed. The prophet Elijah overtook Ahab and his chariot and arrived at the destination point before Ahab. So, Lord, O God, you can do with our lives. Cause supernatural speed to be granted us, that we overtake. Multiply us, O God, as you have promised, 1,000 times more. Grant to us, O God, a supernatural turnaround for your glory. Establish us, Father, in our going out and in our coming in, that our voice, O God, may be heard. Cause us never to peak, but Lord, O God, continually increase us by your Spirit. Increase us, O God. Increase us in our children. Increase our generations with your anointing. Cause, O God, your name to be mighty in the earth through your sons and your daughters, that you have grace, O God, with your multiplication and your glory. Do for this your church great and mighty things. And let everything that wants to contradict, O God, your will and the prayers that have been prayed in faith and declared by the word of decree before you today, anything that will try to stand against it, Father, forever cut off, annihilate it, totally destroy it, bring its effects to naught, and establish your will and your word. We are fully surrendered to you, and we trust you for an everlasting flow of your loving kindness and tender mercies. Blessed be your holy name, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll wrap off with Zephaniah 3:17. And with this, we are going to be praying for the service on Sunday. God will meet us in this house in a powerful way. On the 15th through the 17th, we are going to be having the Feast of Trumpets of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to ask God to do extraordinary things with us during that gathering, that we'll have a supernatural encounter with the Lord, that we'll hear what God has to say to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17, God talks to us about rejoicing. He says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." Hallelujah. He will joy over thee with singing. As I read that verse, I thought, wow, how amazing will it be to hear God sing? To hear God sing. We don't hear much about God singing. But God, who causes people to sing, he can sing. Amen? And word of God says, he says, we need to know this, that the Lord God in our midst is mighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. God in our midst is mighty. We're going to pray, God, manifest your might. When two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So the Lord God, who is mighty in our midst, just needs two or three to be gathered, united. He says, I'm going to come and I'm going to be there in your midst. And when I come, I will save. I will rejoice over thee with joy. The idea is this. If I start laughing right now, what do you think is going to happen? You too will start laughing. How crazy is that? You don't know why I'm laughing. You start laughing too. Have you noticed that when somebody yawns, if I start yawning right now, what's going to happen? You're going to start yawning. Well, God says here, he will rejoice over thee with joy. Guess what's going to happen to us? We're going to start rejoicing. And we're going to do the same thing with joy. And the joy of the Lord will become what? Our strength. We'll become stronger. So we have might and we have strength. Hallelujah. And then he says he will rest in his love. Now that's an incredible thought. God will rest in his love. What on earth does that mean? God will rest in his love. That's incredible. Who is the love of God? We are. Jesus too. But the Lord says, as the Father loved me, so he loves you. So we are his love. And guess what? God says, I'm going to rest in my love. In other words, I'm going to rest in you. Huh? Oh, my Lord, God Almighty. And God rested from all of his what? From all of his work. So we're talking about multiplication and we're talking about all of this, and God is saying, hey, you know what? What's going to happen? I'm going to come. I'm going to rest in you because I've rested from all of my work. In essence, it is finished. I did it. Praise God. And then he says, he will joy over thee with singing. He will rest, and then he starts singing. That's what you do when everything is in place. Start singing, humming. The other day I was driving, I was singing some song, and Mama says, did you stop singing? I said, no, I'm just humming the song. I'm relaxed. I'm chilling now. I'm relaxed. I'm just humming it now. Well, God says, I'm going to joy over thee with singing. He says, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. In essence, God is saying, I'm going to remove the burden. I'm going to take it off. I'm going to do a new thing. Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee. Have you been afflicted? He says, and I will save her that halted. You know, you're halting because, you know, you had polio, your leg was broken, whatever, and now you... He says, I'm going to gather her that was driven out. You are driven out? I'm gathering you. And I'll get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Oh, wow. The other day, a son in this house came to me and said, you know, it was on a Friday. I won't talk to you. What do you want to talk about? And I'm in church, we're having service, and all of a sudden, I start feeling like, should I keep on coming? I said, why do you feel like that? He said, I am clueless. I don't know. All of a sudden, this feeling. I said, the devil's a liar. Because there are times when the spirit of the enemy drives people out. But God says, look at that. I will gather her that was driven out. Anyone that the enemy has driven out of this house, God will gather them, bring them back. Amen? Because they left and they had no clue why they left. They left and they were roaming all over the place, trying to find Glory and Peace Church, wherever it is they went. And they cannot find it. But God will gather them. Praise the Lord. So we are going to pray right now. We're going to declare that God will do according as his word has been decreed. Right here in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 20 says, and at that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. In other words, I'm going to do this right in front of you. Glory be to God. We're going to say, Father, whatever it is that you've declared and whatever it was that was on your mind when the word of truth was declared in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17 to 20, so let it now be unto us according to thy word. Amen. It's too long for me to pray all of it, and I will not know how to pray it. So, Lord, whatever it is you said, do it. Praise the Lord. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that the answer is ours. The manifestation is ours. You have taken that which was hidden behind the veil and exposed it. Lord, oh God, the agenda of the enemy to drive people out of your house, to cause, oh God, that which you have increased to be depleted. All of those plans of the enemy are brought to naught now. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, you are the mighty God of war. And we ask, oh God, that you, the God of war, will finish this and that you will come to rest in your beloved. Father, rest in this your temple. Rest, O God, in us. Do as your word was decreed, O God, in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 to 20. O Lord, let it be unto us according to thy word. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank God for every one of you that came to pray today. I know the Lord has heard us. Normally this first Friday of the month is for the leaders only, and we normally don't stream this particular service. We'll stream a repeat. But the Lord says, I want everyone to be engaged in this particular prayer time. And may God continue to multiply us and increase us. May we see the manifestation of what we have prayed for and believed God for, because he is the God who brings it to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. And at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Every time we come together, whether you are in this house or you're listening online, I encourage you to seize that opportunity to sow a seed. Amen. Sowing a seed once in a while is not sowing. The word of God says in Ecclesiastes, it says, sow in the morning, sow in the evening. You don't know which one is going to produce what you want. In essence, God says in Ecclesiastes, not every seed is going to produce what you need. So because you don't know which one, keep on sowing. Just keep on giving. Hallelujah. And I'll take care of what is going to be increased. Amen. So let us stay steadfast in faith. Encourage you to listen to the Lord and hear from him about what you should do concerning the next in-person mass crusade. We're looking to minister to no less than 200,000 people. And that means a lot of buses, a lot of buses. Each bus is $100, you know. So 200 buses, that's a lot. Amen? So let's just trust God, you know. Whatever God says to you to do towards that end, we'll really, really appreciate it. We are waiting for the visa to come in, and then we're going to purchase the ticket for that particular ministry trip. So just trust God. Just come, honor God with your giving. Deacon Byron. Deacon Byron, you come close in prayer. And then I'm going to, I see there are some people on Zoom that I'm going to say hello to. Just a moment. Could you turn his mic on, please? I think it's on. I heard something.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. I thank you, Lord, that you are the God that multiplies. You are the God that takes little and makes much. I thank you that you give us faith, Lord. You give us steadfastness.
Yes.
Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That you are always faithful.
Yes, you
no
are.
No matter where we are, you're faithful. You're at that place waiting for us, Lord. And you are so patient with us.
Yes, you are.
Lord, we are thankful tonight. We are thankful for all of the things that we have.
Mm.
All of the things that you have given us.
Yes, Lord.
We are thankful, Lord, for the vision that you have given. And thankful, Lord, that you are able to fulfill that vision.
Yes, Lord.
That you are able and you have said it in your word in Zephaniah that you are going to multiply.
Yes, Father.
Increase.
Yes, Father.
That you're going to make us the fame of our name is going to be great in
yes,
the,
Lord.
In the we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much for praying.